in the collection of Argyle Pink Diamonds at the tender each year, they offer their best 50 to 60 stones. And they do vary in price points from some that are going to be $100,000 through to some that are many millions of dollars. So it's about being able to target those that you know are going to be able to fit to your particular client base. We have an expectation, whilst we would love to get everything that we bid for, we know that it's an international tender with diamondaires and fine jewellers from around the world all competing for the same 50 to 60 stones. So it's a very competitive environment.
And what was the stone like that you successfully bid on at the tender?
We were successful with a beautiful, fancy, vivid purple pink with a size of 0.39 of a carat. And it's a beautiful, pretty pink, shows off all of the characteristics of an Argyle pink diamond. And we just knew that it was of the right sort of size, colour intensity and clarity that would appeal to our clients who are looking for a beautiful piece of lineage jewellery that would incorporate a pink diamond.
The stone that you got, the vivid purple, I mean, just how rare is a stone like that?
Well, they are extremely rare. Out of the Argyle diamonds production, less than 0.1% are pink. And then out of that, the best 50 to 60 stones are offered by tender. And literally, that's the best pink diamonds being offered for the world consumption for a whole year. So to be able to get one or two or three, as we have sometimes in the past, is very exciting, because there have been years when perhaps we haven't been successful, and go into the process hopeful that we're going to have something that will be a beautiful piece of Western Australia that we can actually show off to our clients, both domestic clients as well as international clients.
What is it about the Argyle coloured diamonds that you think appeal so much to your clients and customers?
Well, from a design point of view, our jewellery designers love being able to work with fancy coloured diamonds. They obviously have an appeal in themselves from a design point of view, but there is a good understanding that they are very rare, they are scarce, and that there is a limited production. They really are a very, very special piece. And because of that rarity, that's obviously reflected in their value. So pink diamonds on average are 25 to 30 times the price of an equivalent white diamond. So automatically it's in a very rare sphere, but within that, those stones that are in the annual pink diamond tender conducted by Argyle are amongst the most special that are offered in the world. So as a fine jeweller, you want to be able to bring to your clients the very best in the world, and that's what we're able to do with Argyle pink diamonds. In October, we actually, working with one of our international partners, mounted a very significant collection of fancy coloured diamond jewellery, which particularly featured Argyle pink diamonds and some tender stones from the past, as well as a beautiful collection of jewellery that incorporated those stones. And we had some major events in Perth for our clients, had them on display, a number of private viewings on the East Coast. Very successful, because there is this increasing understanding of the rarity of coloured diamonds, and especially pinks, and particularly as one moves closer to the end of the mine life at Argyle, there's this understanding that it is a finite resource that's not going to continue forever and ever.
So do you think that the increasing sort of global demand for these very rare diamonds was sort of reflected at the tender for this year's collection?
Certainly that's our view that it is, because what we've seen in recent years is, as I say, an increasing international demand. They have been very popular for a good number of years in Europe and the United States, and particularly in Japan. But what we've seen in the last 5 to 8 years are the emerging markets of China and India. And that has just increased the demand side in terms of the product. And that's being reflected in increased prices from year to year. And certainly it's my understanding that the price increases that we've experienced over the last 10 to 12 years have certainly continued this year, where you're seeing double-digit growth year on year in terms of the prices of the pinks.
I understand one of the diamonds, the Argyle Everglow, it was the most valuable diamond in the tender's 33-year history. I mean, what was it like to view that stone?
Each year, Argyle has a process where the top 4 or 5 stones are actually named pieces, and the stone that you talk about, the Argyle Everglow lot number one in the collection, was extraordinarily rare, because within the pink diamond family there is a subgroup that are very, very intense in colour, and they are actually called fancy red diamonds. And this stone was over 2 carats in size, fancy red, very, very good clarity, and an extraordinarily rare stone that hasn't been seen before in the whole production of the Argyle mine was being offered.
As you mentioned earlier, I guess industry prices and demand are reflecting the fact that we are getting towards the end of the mine life of Argyle. I mean, as someone who's been investing most of their life with these beautiful rare diamonds, I mean, what's the future for you going forward?
The reality is that the pink diamonds from Argyle, Argyle represents more than 90% of the world's pink diamonds, and once you get into the intense colours, it's something in excess of 98%. So there is going to be an impact. I think it'll be some years before that flows right through, because there is product that is still being produced, there's still product that's in the market and will continue to flow into the market for some time. And I'm sure there will continue to be a secondary market for pink diamonds beyond that, because they are very much a collectible, just like works of art are. So I think there will be a lot of interest in pinks for a long time to come. What we have seen over the last 12 or 13 years quite comfortably is the price improvement in the order of 10 to 15% per annum. That seems to be still happening in the current environment, and at the same time, there seems to be still very strong demand for the product.